Radio Prague News. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas has called for an immediate end to violence in Libya. The Constitutional Court has postponed indefinitely a ruling on the government's austerity package for 2011 pushed through Parliament in a state of legislative emergency. And farmland used for growing genetically modified crops in the Czech Republic was down by a quarter in 2010. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Tuesday called for an immediate end to violence in Libya. Mr. Nečas said the use of force against the civilian population was a gross violation of human rights that has no place in the civilized world. The Prime Minister said the Czech Republic was shocked by the brutality of the regime to civic demonstrators. The statement came just hours after Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg sharply rejected media allegations that the Czech Republic supported the Libyan leader despite the bloodshed. The foreign minister said he had been misquoted by the EU Observer after saying that EU politicians should not interfere in the country's internal affairs and leave matters in the hands of the country's inhabitants. The Czech Foreign Ministry also said on Tuesday that as far as it could ascertain, there are currently some 30 Czech nationals in Libya and all are reported to be safe. A spokesman for the ministry said that any Czechs who wanted to leave the country should be able to get on regular flights out or would be put on special flights sent out by other governments. The Czech Constitutional Court on Tuesday postponed indefinitely a ruling on the government's austerity package for 2011, pushed through Parliament in a state of legislative emergency. The court has been dealing with a complaint filed by the opposition Social Democrats, who questioned the validity of the respective laws, on the argument that there were no proper grounds for calling a state of legislative emergency at the time. The government resorted to the move shortly after the Senate elections, in which the governing parties lost their majority in the upper chamber and the opposition threatened to block the bills. A spokesman for the court said on Tuesday that the court required further legal analysis and more time for deliberation. Farmland used for growing genetically modified crops in the Czech Republic was down by a quarter in 2010, according to statistics published by ISAAA, a global knowledge center on crop biotechnology. The report says that last year's fall in the Czech Republic was one of the biggest ever. A fall was also registered in the whole of the European Union, where the area for genetically modified crops decreased by 13% on average in 2010. Czech Railways have established the post of Rail Ombudsman for Quality Control, who will be responsible for passenger comfort. The position is to be filled by Petr Fake, former head of the Czech Cultural Centre in New York. Mr. Fake will deal with complaints from the public and provide employee training. The Czech government's Economic Advisory Council, NERV, has recommended that state institutions share some activities like wage offices and acquisition of information technologies in order to lower their operation costs. The council says that one wage office could cater to all ministry employees and that the purchase and sale of public property could also be made from a single centre. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The Czech Republic has been hit by an extremely cold spell, with day temperatures dropping to minus 6 degrees and nighttime lows reaching minus 17 degrees in places. A warming is expected over the weekend. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.